Jago, Jago, Gorachan bo lai, Kota Nendra, Yao Maya, Sachira ko lai, Padima, Padiai se, Sapsara. I'm
God. Paramahansa.
Acharya also.
Satashi Shimad, his divine grace by a Jatanada Bhaktivedanta. Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kichai. ISKCON, founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada Kichai, Anantakoti, voice now, friend Kichai, Namacharya. Srila Hui Nastakur Kichai, Prem Sekaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nichananda, Shidwaita Gadadha. Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Brin Kijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopikopanath Shyam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagadatasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Talasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrin Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bhakta. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru in Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Go. All glories the assembled devotees. So, Om Magana Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve. Gauravani Pracharini Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, anyway, Omagana Tumirandarasha Gananjana Shulakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shi Gurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge when I was blinded in the darkness of ignorancia. Okay, it's good to see everybody this evening, and we're going to continue with our reading of the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the Lord's pastimes, and now we're reading about Lakshmi getting very upset with Lord Jagannath. Let me just reiterate some of the story that we told over the last few days. What happens is Lord Jagannath went on his Rath Yatra to Vrindavan, which is Gundicha. And when he was going to Gundicha, what did he tell his wife Lakshmi in Dwarka or Nilachal, which are the same thing? So he told her, I'm just going for a little walk, my dear. So he told her, we're just going for a little walk. And then 5 days after he went for a little walk, and he went to Vrindavan immediately. But 5 days after he didn't return, Lakshmi came with her associates to Gundicha to chastise Lord Jagannath's associates. Of course, they only went to the doorway of the Gundicha temple. They didn't actually go in, or the gate. They didn't actually go in. And she's really angry. Why? Because Krishna is dallying with his girlfriends in Vrindavan. And she is his wife. Of course, as his wife, she's an expansion of the gopis. So everything's connected. It's a pastime, so we're not criticizing Lakshmi, we're not criticizing Krishna, we're not criticizing the gopis. All this is a wonderful pastime of Lakshmi showing her anger towards Krishna and his associates. So you can hear about this pastime today. So it's a very exciting pastime. Okay, so Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Here we go. Talks about the goddess of fortune getting very angry with Lord Jagannath and with his associates. In honi jasambati sabha prakata kriya piero parayaya sainya sajana. But in the case of the goddess of fortune, I see a different kind of pride. She manifests her own opulences and even goes with her soldiers to attack her husband. Ooh. So you're going to see something here that Lakshmi is very attached to her spiritual opulences, not material opulences, but because of her attachment to her opulences, she cannot enter into the Braj pastimes. Seeing the impudence of the goddess of fortune, Swarup Damodara Goswami wanted to inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the super excellence of the gopis' loving affairs. He therefore said, "My lord, I have never experienced anything like the behavior of the goddess of fortune. We sometimes see a beloved wife becoming proud of her position and then frustrated due to some neglect. She then gives up caring for her appearance, accepts dirty clothes, and morosely sits on the ground and draws lines with her nails. We have heard of such egoistic pride in such a bomb of the gopis in Vrindavan, but we see in the goddess of fortune here at Jagannath Puri is completely different. She becomes very angry with her husband and attacks him with her great opulence." So, of course, yeah, there is the story of the Pachavama. She didn't actually attack Krishna. She just got really upset and depressed, etc., like that, and angry with Krishna. But she didn't attack Krishna. She nagged Krishna. But here you see Lakshmi actually attacking the Lord and his associates. Rabukahi Kabarjera manera prakara surupakai gopimana nadishata dada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please tell me of the varieties of egotistic pride manifested in Vrindavan." Surup Damodara replied, "The pride of the gopis is like a river flowing with hundreds of tributaries. Naikara subhava prema vritte bahu beda se beda nana prakara. The characteristics and modes of love are different in different women. Their jealous anger also takes on different varieties and qualities." Samyakopikara mananayaya katana ekadvi vedekari dignarashana. It is not possible to give a complete statement about the different types of jealous anger manifest by the gopis, but a few principles may serve as an indication. Mani kaya hayadira kayata dira etina bede kaya hayadira dira. There are three types of women experiencing jealous anger. Ooh, so you ladies don't need to listen to this one. Sober women, restless women, and women both restless and sober. Dirakante dure deki kare pratyutana nikate asile kare asana pradana. When a sober heroine sees her hero approaching from a distance, she immediately stands up to receive him. When he comes near, she immediately offers him a place to sit. It's nice. Ridaye kopamuke kahe madura vachana priya lingite tara. Tare kare alingana. The sober heroine conceals her anger within her heart and externally speaks sweet words. When her lover embraces her, she returns his embrace. So even though she's angry, so in this particular context, the lady is really angry at the man, but she conceals it. Okay, not appropriate, not going to do it. Got to control my anger. Saralavya vahara hare manera pochana kimba saluta salunta vakye kari priya nirashana sana. The sober heroine, is very simple in her behavior. She keeps her jealous anger within her heart, but with mild words and smiles, she rejects the advances of her lover. So that, you know, there's some body language there that indicates that she's upset. But still, it's not so bad. Adira nishtura vakye kare varchsana. Karupale Tari Kari Malaya Bandana. The restless heroine, however, sometimes chastises her love with cruel words, sometimes pulls his ear, oh my God, and sometimes binds him with a flower garland. What that means is he puts a flower garland around him and just like pulls him. But imagine pulling his ear. No one's ever pulled my ear, thank God. Even my mother never pulled my ear. Actually, in India, if you apologize, if you want to apologize, you've got to, like, cross your hands and pull your earlobes. It's the way to apologize. Mea culpa is the Latin for it. Dira dira vakra vakye kare upasa kabu stuti kabu ninda kabu neba udasa. The heroine, who is a combination of sobriety and restlessness, always jokes with equivocal words. She sometimes praises her lover, sometimes blasphemes him, and sometimes remains indifferent. So it's like, you know, there's sarcasm there. There's a, yeah, you're such a good person. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know you're a good person. You know, so it's really interesting. Mugda Madhya Pragalbatina Naika Raveda Mugda Nahi Jani Manera Vaidagya Viveda. Heroines may also be classified as captivated, intermediate, and impudent. The captivated heroine does not know very much about the cunning intricacies of jealous anger. So it's more innocent, naive. Mukha achadiyakare kevala rodana kantara priya vakya shunihaya parasana. The captivated heroine simply covers her face and goes on crying. Boo-hoo! When she hears sweet words from her lover, she is very satisfied. She, you know, she's really naive what the guy's doing. Anyway. Majja pragalba tare dira diri viveda taramaje sabara sobave tinabeda. Both the intermediate and impudent heroines can be classified as sober, restless, and both sober and restless. All their characteristics can be further classified in three divisions. This gets really complicated. And makes me happy, Mr. Sannyasi. Kaya prakara, kaya mritu, kaya haya sama, swa swabhave krishnara, vadaya prema sima. Some of these heroines are very talkative, some are very mild, and some are equal poised. Each heroine, according to her own character, increases Sri Krishna's loving ecstasy. In other words, Krishna likes that variety because he has so many different wives, 16,108. That is not an exaggeration. That actually was there, 16,108, a lot. And, as far as girlfriends, unlimited. You know, there's the primary gopis, and then there's so many millions of others. Oh! Who can count? You say, this is lusty. And Krishna said, if you say that Krishna is lusty, you say, yes! Unlimitedly lusty. Ooh! So if someone's going to be lusty, they should be unlimitedly lusty. How about that? If God, not anyone, but God, he's unlimited in everything. Unlimited number of girlfriends, unlimited number of friends, unlimited number of devotees, unlimited number of expansions, unlimited number of forms, Ananta Rupam, that's God. So he's unlimited in everything. But his lust is not the lust that we experience in this world, whereby one exploits someone else. His lust is to engage in loving affairs because there's no material bodies in this material world the relationship between men and women, or any sort of relationship, is based upon material bodies and material sense gratification. Remember that. It is not based upon the purity of soul to super soul or soul to soul relationship. Prakarya Mardava Samya Swabhava Nirdosha Se Se Swabhava Krishna Karaya San Tosha. Although some of the gopis are talkative, some mild, and some equal poised, all of them are transcendental, faultless. They please Krishna by their unique characteristics. Variety! Krishna is the one who enjoys variety. And we enjoy seeing Krishna enjoy variety. I'll give you an example. When I see on a special festival day hundreds and hundreds of different preparations being offered to the deity, it gives me great happiness. Ecstatic! Because Krishna's enjoying variety. And when there's hundreds of preparations being offered to me, it's not so ecstatic. I mean, I accepted something devotional. And when I was in Fiji 1 year, they offered 1,008 preparations one day. And, you know, I appreciated the devotion, but I wasn't thinking of my tongue at that point. Actually, it's harder to enjoy 1,008 preparations than it is to enjoy 3 preparations, because you can't eat much of 1,008. And to please the devotees who had cooked 1,008 preparations, you have to eat each and every one of the preparations. That is an austerity. I'd rather have 10 nice preparations rather than 1,008 nice preparations. Anyway. But when we see Krishna being offered 1,008 preparations, that gives us great ecstasy. Because we are not the enjoyers. If we try to imitate Krishna by having 1,008, 10,008, it doesn't work. We just become more miserable. The more power, prestige we have, the more miserable we are. And the more power and prestige we give to Krishna and praise to Krishna, the happier we become. Because we are Prakriti and Krishna is Purusha. He's the enjoyer. Ekadashuniya Prabhura Ananda Para Kaha Kaha Tamadara Bale Bara Bara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness upon hearing these descriptions. And he again and again requested Swarup Damodar to continue speaking. Damodara Kahi Krishna Rasika Shikara Rasa Ashvadaka Rasamaya Kalevara. Damodara Goswami continued and said, Krishna is the master of all transcendental mellows and the taster of all transcendental mellows, and his body is composed of transcendental bliss. Like I said, Krishna doesn't have a material body. He's Rasaraj, the king of all the mellows and the taster of all the mellows, and we want to see him enjoy all his variety. That's why he has all these different incarnations, all these devotees, and it makes me really happy to see Krishna enjoy. That's happiness for us. Prema Maya Bapu Krishna Bhakta Prema Dina Shuddha Preme Rasagune Gopika Pravina. Krishna is full of ecstatic love and always subordinate to the love of his devotees. The gopis are very much experienced in pure love and the dealings of transcendental mellows. Gopikara Preme Nahi Rasaba Sarosha Otaeva Krishna Rakari Parama Santosha. There's no flaw or adulteration in the love of the gopis. Therefore, they give Krishna the highest pleasure. So, rasa bhasa, occurs when one's relationship with Krishna is adulterated. There are different types of rasa bhasa, first class, second class, and third class. The word rasa means mellow, and abhasa means a shadow. If one tastes one kind of mellow and something extra is imposed, that is uparasa. If something is derived from the original mellow, it's called anurasa. If something is appreciated that is far removed from the original mellow, it's called aparasa. Uparasa, anurasa, and aparasa, respectively, first, second, and third class rasa bhasas. In other words, some are to be accepted, some are not, but third class is not to be accepted. Just like, I'll give you an example of a third class one. I would like to see Krishna dancing with the gopis, but I am so attached to this stool and mucus body. It's just like a combination of different rasas that is not tasty. Anyway, so Rupa Goswami states, Purvam Ebanu Shishtena Vikala Rasa Lakshana Vasaiva Rasabhasa Rasakyar Anukir Tataha Syustrido Parasas Chanu Rasas Chapara Shaschate Uttamama Jamaha Prokta Karishtas Jaitjami Kramat Evam Sang Kamshu Virajita Nisha Sasachakamo Nurata Balaganaha Shishevatmanya Varuda Sorata Sarva Sharat Kavya Katarasa Shreyaha. Lord Krishna, who is the absolute truth, enjoyed his rasa dance every night during the autumn season. He performed this dance in the moonlight and with full transcendental mellows. He used poetic words and surrounded himself with women who were very much attracted to him. This verse is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33-25. The gopis are all transcendental spirit souls. One should never think that the gopis and Krishna have material bodies. Great offense. Avajananti Mamuta, you are an ass if you think like that. Vrindavanadam is also a spiritual boat, and there the days and nights, the trees, the flowers, and the water, and everything else are spiritual. There is not even a trace of material contamination. Krishna, who is the Supreme Brahman and Super Soul, is not at all interested in anything material. His activities with the gopis are all spiritual and take place within the material world. The spiritual world, sorry. I was getting ahead of myself. They have nothing to do with the material world. Lord Krishna's lusty desires and all of his dealings with the gopis are on the spiritual platform. One has to be transcendentally realized before even considering relishing the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. You have to be transcendentally realized. In other words, realize that you are spirit soul, Prabhu. One who is on the mundane platform must first purify himself by following the regulative principles. Only then can he try to understand Krishna and the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami are here talking about the relationship between Krishna and the gopis. Therefore, the subject matter is neither mundane nor erotic, sensual. Being a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in his dealings with women. Unless the gopis were on the spiritual platform, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never have even mentioned them to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, these descriptions do not at all pertain to material activity. Very important. Vamadika Gopigana Dakshinayika Gana Nana Bhave Karaya Krishna Rasa Ashvadana. The gopis can be divided into a left wing and right wing. Both wings induce Krishna to taste transcendental mellows by various manifestations of ecstatic love. Because the right wing gopis, they're submissive. They won't talk back to Krishna. Okay, Krishna, you may be a rascal, I'm not going to say anything. And the left wing gopis, you are a rascal, Krishna, I don't want to see you anymore. And Lalita will stand there with a stick to hit. Let's see, I have to get rid of this call. Some people have this nasty habit of calling me right in the middle of class. It's a nasty habit. Okay. All right, let's get back to our... Actually, I should keep it off so no one calls me. So, anyway, so the guy left, so I described left wing and right wing gopis. Okay. Gopi Gana Majay Shrestha Radha Takurani Nirmala Ujwala Rasa Prema Ratnakani. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the chief. She's a jewel mine of ecstatic love and the source of all purified transcendental conjugal mellows. Wow. I'm getting too ecstatic, so I skipped. Vayase madhyamateno swabhavete sama gada prema bhaveteno nirantaravama. Radharani is grown up and her character is equal poise. She is always deeply absorbed in ecstatic love and always feeling the mood of a left-wing gopi. Krishna likes it more when the gopis are unsubmissive and talk back to him. It's tastier. Just like we may like it more if the food is actually very spicy. The left-wing and right-wing gopis, wing of the gopis have been explained by Rupa Goswami. It is Ujala Nilamani, Saki Prakarana 26 and 32. The left wing is described in this way. Managrahe sadodyutta tachchaitilye chakopana abeja nayake praya kruravameti kirchate. A gopi who is always eager to be jealously angered, who is very enthusiastic for that position, who immediately becomes angry when defeated, who is never under the control of a hero, and who always opposes him, is called a Vama or left-wing gopi. Of course, that's Radharani. So if you say she's never under the control of Krishna, she controls Krishna and always opposes him. But her opposition to Krishna, her appearance to be not under his control, is to actually give him pleasure. She understands Krishna likes it. Krishna likes it. Srila Rupa Goswami describes the right-wing gopis in this way. Asya mana nirvande nayake yuktavadini samabhistena veja chadakshina prarikirtita. A gopi who cannot tolerate womanly anger, who speaks suitable words to the hero, and who is satisfied by his sweet words, is called a dakshina, or a right-wing gopi. Of course, Chandravali is a right-wing gopi, and Radharani is a left-wing gopi. And as far as wives, Rukmini is a right-wing wife. That means she didn't talk back to Krishna. When Krishna even tried to get her angry, he couldn't do it. Krishna said to her, you know, you married the wrong guy. You know, nobody knows my caste. You had all these handsome young men, and you know, even when she was a grandmother, he was speaking like that to her. And said, now you still have some opportunity. And she just was thinking, oh, Krishna wants to leave me or something. And then she fainted, and Krishna had to manifest two extra arms to catch her. Amazing story. She did not get angry, but you have Satchabhama always getting angry. Vamya Swabhavimana Ute Nirantara Taramadje Ute Krishnera Nanda Sagara. Because she is a left-wing gopi, her womanly anger is always awakening, but Krishna derives transcendental bliss from her activities. He loves the anger. Now, we do not want to imitate that in this world. I don't like men or women who get angry. It's not interesting to me. But when Krishna gets angry, I like it. Aheri bhagati, but not angry at me. Aheri bhagati premna svabhava kutila bhavet ahu ato hetor hetoscha yunor mana udanchati. The progress of loving affairs between a young boy and a young girl is by naked crooked, like the movement of a snake. Because of this, two types of anger arise between a young boy and girl. Anger with a cause and anger without a cause. Phew. And you see that in this world. You know, in these, quote, so-called loving relationships in this world, you find people get angry with a cause, anger without a cause. And those angry relationships are not so pleasant. But in the spiritual world, the angry relationships with Krishna are a source of ecstasy for Krishna and the devotee. Because it's play. It's leela. The difference between leela and Guna is something different, is quite different, anyway. So Lila means play. People are choosing to do something. Guna means we are forced. Naki kaschit janamapi jitchatu tishtati karma krit. Karya se yabha sa karma sarva prakriti jagana. Everyone is forced, Bhagavad Gita. Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the modes of material nature. That is not, when we get angry, it's forced. Oh, I was forced to get angry. Of course, you do have some control. But anyway, but in the spiritual world there, it's a lila, it's play, giving pleasure to Krishna. All the motivation is to give pleasure to Krishna. Because they have realized their subservient position. We have not realized our subservient position in relationship to Krishna. Etashuni vade parvura nanda sagara kaha kahi prabhu pale damodara. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these talks, his ocean of transcendental bliss increased. He therefore told Swarup Damodar, go on speaking, and thus Swarup Damodar continued. Adihruva Mahababa Radhikar Prema Vishuddha Nirmala Yache Dashavana Hema. Srimati Radharani's love is a highly advanced ecstasy. All her dealings are completely pure and devoid of material tinge. Indeed, her dealings are 10 times purer than gold. The pure gold. Krishna darshana yadi paya achambite nana bhava vibhushane haya vibhushate. As soon as Radharani gets a chance to see Krishna, her body is suddenly decorated with various ecstatic ornaments. Wow. Asta sattvika harshadi Yavacharyanra Sahaja Prema Vimshati Bhava Lankara. The transcendental ornaments of Srimati Radharani's body include the 8 Satvika, these are Bhavas, or transcendental symptoms, the 33 Vyavacharya Bhavas, beginning with Harsha, or jubilation and natural love, and the 20 Bhavas, or ecstatic emotional ornaments. So, listen to these. The 33 Gavichari Bhavas are the emotions that just arise without, and no one can control them, not only in Radharani, but in pure devotees. They're uncontrollable emotions that arise without any premeditation or warning. And they just take you over completely. They're, and uncontrollable means they're just like, they take you over. So these 33 Vyabhachari Bhavas manifest in ecstatic love as follows. 1. Nirveda, indifference. 2. Vishada, moroseness. 3. Dainya, meekness. 4. Glania, feeling that one is in a faulty position. Shrama, fatigue. Mada, madness. Garva, pride. Shankha, doubt. Thrasa, shock. Avega, intense emotion. Unmada, craziness. Apasmara, forgetfulness. Vyadi, disease. Moha, bewilderment. Mriti, death. Now, by death it doesn't mean finished death, but for all intents and purposes, sometimes you can hardly discover breath coming out of the body. Alasha, laziness. Jaja, invalidity. 18, vidha, shame. Avahita, concealment. Smriti, remembrance. 21, vitarka, argument. 22, chinta, contemplation. 23, mati, attention. 24, dhriti, forbearance. 25, harsha, jubilation. 26, otsukya, eagerness. 27, ogrya, violence. 28, amarsha, anger. 29, asuya, jealousy. 30, chapalya, impudence. 31, nidra, sleep. Supti, deep sleep. And prabodha, awakening. Now, it doesn't mean that when you go to sleep, you're experiencing Vyabhachari Bhava. But it means one of these uncontrollable ecstasies that come out of love of Krishna when you're stimulated by something related to Krishna or Krishna himself. Kila kinchita kutamata vilasa lalita vivoka mutayata ara mogdya chakita. Some of the symptoms critically explained in the following verses are kila, kinchika, kutamata, vilasa, lalita, vivoka, mutayita. Amogya and Chakita. Okay. Etavava Bhushaya Bhushita Sri Radharanga Dekite Uthale Krishna Sukhabdi Tadanga. When Srimati Radharani's body manifests the ornaments of many ecstatic symptoms, the ocean of Krishna's happiness immediately displays transcendental waves. Kila kinchitari vera shuna vivarana ye bhavabhushaya radhahare krishna mana. Now here a description of the different ecstasies beginning with, and it's kila, yeah, kila kinchikata. With these ecstatic ornaments, Srimati Radharani enchants the mind of Krishna. Wow, these are such elevated subject matters. Wow, it's almost embarrassing to be reading about them. At least publicly. Radha Deki Krishna Yadi Chunite Karemana Danat Gati Patayavi Varajena Gamana. When Sri Krishna sees Srimati Radharani and wants to touch her body, he prohibits her from going to the spot where one can cross the river Yamuna. Yavyasi manakare pushpa utaite sakyage chahi yadi gaye yahata dite. Approaching her, Krishna prohibits Srimati Radharani from picking flowers. He may also touch her in front of her friends. It's very intimate. Descriptions. I am not going to comment so much on them because this is a very elevated subject matters. Esamastane kila kinshita udama pratame harsha sanchari mulakarana. At such times, the ecstatic symptoms of kila kinshita are awakened. First, there's jubilation, ecstatic love, which is the root cause of these symptoms. So Prabhupada explains, whenever Srimati Radharani leaves her house, she is always well-dressed and attractive. It is a womanly nature to attract Krishna's attention. And upon seeing her so attractively dressed, Krishna desires to touch her body. Remember the spiritual bodies! This is nothing material. It's not lust. It's not lust. She's dressing attractively to please Krishna. And Krishna desires to approach her to please Krishna. Her to engage in loving exchanges. It's loving, love, love, love. Nothing else here. So don't project your mundane conceptions upon these particular activities. The Lord then finds some fault in her, prohibits her from going to a river crossing, and stops her from picking flowers. Such are the pastimes between Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Being a coward girl, Srimati Radharani regularly carries milk in a container and often goes to sell the milk on the other side of the Yamuna to cross the river. She has to pay a boatman, and the spot where the boatman collects his fares is called the Dhanagati. That means the tax path, or Dhanagati. When Lord Sri Krishna stops her from going, telling her, first you have to pay the fee, then you will be allowed to go. This pastime is called Dhanakeli Lila. Similarly, if Srimati Radharani wants to pick a flower, she, Krishna, claims to be the guard. This happened at Kushima Sarovara. Claims to be the garden's proprietor and prohibits her. This pastime is called Kila Kinchita. Radharani's shyness arises due to Sri Krishna's prohibitions, and ecstatic loving bodily symptoms are called Kila Kinchita Bhava, are manifested at this time. These ecstatic symptoms are explained in the following verse, from which is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjala Nilamani. So that sometimes even Krishna acts as a boatman, and he tricks Srimati Radharani, like when Krishna was acting as a boatman in the Manasaganga, and Radharani and her friends wanted to cross the Manasaganga, and Krishna tricked them, and he acted like an old boatman, and finally they discovered who he was because they saw he had his flute under his belt. Anyway, I'm not going to tell that story now. There's so many interesting stories. Garva bilasa rudita smitasuya bayakuram shankari karanam harshad uchate kila kinshitam. When pride, ambition, weeping, smiling, envy, fear, and anger are manifested due to jubilation and all mixed together, this combination of symptoms is called kila kinshita bhava. Arasata bhava si sahaje milaya Astababa samile lane mahababa hoya. The symptoms of jubilation and the other seven transcendental ecstatic symptoms is called mahababa. Garbhavilasabhaya shushkaurita krodha asuya haya aramanda smita. The other seven ingredients of mahababa are pride, ambition, fear, dry, artificial, crying, anger, envy, and mild smiling. Of course, you see the perverted reflection of all these things in this world. They're all painful. They're really painful. What can I say? But in the spiritual realm, anyway, bliss, eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Nana swadu ashtabhave ekatramilana yahara svade triptahaya krishna mana. When the eight symptoms of ecstatic love on the platform of transcendental jubilation are combined and tasted by Krishna, the Lord's mind is completely satisfied. Dadi kanda gritta maru maricha karpura elachi milane ache rasala madura. Indeed, they are compared to a combination of yogurt, candy, ghee, honey, black pepper, camphor, and cardamom, which when mixed together are very tasty and sweet. One more verse. Evaba yukta deki vadasya nayana sangamahite sukapaya koti guna. Lord Shri Krishna is thousands upon thousands of times more satisfied when he sees Srimati Radharani's face light up from this combination of ecstatic love than he is by direct union with her. This is further explained in the following verse from the Ujjala Nilamani Anubhava Prakarana 41 of Srila Rupa Goswami. Maybe we should, as long as this one doesn't have a long purport, let's see. Yeah, let's just read this one. Antaksmarataya Ujvala Jalakana Yakirna Pakshmankura Kinchit Patalitanchala Ras Sikatot Shitapura Kunchati Rudaya Patti Madhavena Madura Vyabhugnatorotara Radhaya Kila Kinchitak Stavakini Drishti Shihamba Krihat. May the sight of Srimati Radharani's Kila Kinchita ecstasy, which is like a bouquet, bring good fortune to all. When Sri Krishna blocked Radharani's way to the Dan Gati, there was laughter within her heart. Her eyes grew bright and fresh tears flowed from her eyes, reddening them. Due to her sweet relationship with Krishna, her eyes were enthusiastic, and when her crying subsided, she appeared even more beautiful. Around Govardhan, there's this wonderful place where this pastime occurred, one of these Dangati pastimes occurred, where Krishna actually stopped Radharani and the gopis from proceeding, and he wanted to make them pay taxes. A big argument, big argument. Finally, it was settled by Purnamasi, that they would come back the next day and pay the taxes. So they came back, overpowered the coward boys and Krishna, you know, with millions more gopis, tied them to trees, got so angry that they took sticks to them and threatened them in this way. So this happened around Govardhan. And Dan Gati means the tax path. So one day you all have to come to Govardhan with us and hear and see these pastimes manifest before your very eyes. Okay, so we are going to end now and take preguntas. And we are going to unmute you. Okay, my question, so here's a question I've had for many years. All this information from the books of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Ujjala Nilamala. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, these are instructions given to Sanatana Goswami. I have not heard or read anything to explain this. At least my own readings, there may be something in the works of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. because he is actually the one presenting it. So he may elaborate on it in one of his works, which I haven't read. Very elevated subject matters. All I know is I'm not the body, and I'm eternal servant of Krishna, and I should please Prabhupada by going out and preaching Krishna consciousness. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. I know nothing, nothing, nothing. Just to serve Prabhupada and please Prabhupada. And I'm reading these words. Anyway, one day, by Prabhupada's mercy, I will understand a lot. Not everything. It's impossible to understand everything about Krishna. One day I will be able to understand. But right now, I serve and try to bring people to Krishna consciousness and wake up early in the morning, chant my rounds, try to help my disciples not be too crazy, and try to guide them to Prabhupada's lotus feet. So, I am a extremely humble devotee. Wish I was. I wish I was humble again. I wish I was humble. When I was humble, my japa beads would rumble. I wish I was humble again. When I was a brahmachari, I was extremely humble. But not anymore. Okay. Krishna gets angry and stops Radharani. No, Krishna doesn't get angry. He's playing. Radharani gets angry. Krishna doesn't get angry at Radharani. Radharani gets angry at Krishna. Okay, who else has a question? Oh, there's a gopi who has a question.
Did I do it?
Yeah, ask your question. Wow, a gopi. Can you imagine that? One of the gopis. Okay, say so. What's your question, gopi?
Oh. I don't have a question.
Oh, you just unmuted yourself by accident.
I did something. I don't know what I did. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll mute you. So, I was just thinking that one of the gopis from Vrindavan was contacting me. He's been watching me on the internet. Okay, so who else has a question?
I have a question here, Dave.
Yes, there's another gopi. Champaka Lata is one of the gopis. All right, so what's the question?
So on the one hand, the pure devotees are described as being grave and, you know, sober, dhira, but on the other hand, there's all these intense emotions that they're experiencing. So yeah. How do they do those simultaneously? I mean, those, at least in this world, those emotions can be quite debilitating.
Well, I think that gravity is a little bit different than we normally think of gravity. You know, normally we think of gravity as just someone who's grave. You know, yes, very grave. Oh, yes, like this. But gravity in this particular case means, of course, you know what gravity means. It's something that pulls you. So in other words, they're very grave and they're being pulled at every minute. They're focused on Krishna. And they may be humorous, like you hear Prabhupada is extremely humorous sometimes, and Prabhupada sometimes showed ecstatic symptoms. Not that he wanted to show them publicly. I was talking to some people, yesterday I was talking to some people about ecstatic symptoms, and I said that publicly those who experience them, they just keep them down, and sometimes they come up. And it's very rare when they actually come up. But their gravity is that, but Prabhupada was sometimes extremely humorous and joking and teasing and, you know, very light talk sometimes. So our understanding of the word gravity is not exactly as what's being meant in these particular cases. The pure devotees are very grave in the sense that everything they do is focused on Krishna and bringing people to Krishna. Rather than just being serious all the time, which is generally what we think of. He's a very grave person. Mm. And actually, where that's where the word grave comes from. You bury someone, you put them in a grave. He said they're extremely grave when they're in the cemetery. Anyway, so he's not saying anything. So their gravity, yes, they control their emotions, and their emotions, just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only displayed his emotions when they got out of control, first of all, and secondly, generally amongst his most intimate associates, not in public. Not really in public. And, you know, once in a while, like when Lord Chaitanya jumped in the sea or did other things like that, there were other people who perceived his ecstatic symptoms. But as Prabhupada said, generally, Lord Chaitanya just engaged the public in chanting Hare Krishna, and he talked about these intimate things are manifested, the intimate things with his most intimate associates, 3.5 intimate associates. Okay. So, other questions from other gopis out there, other prabhus? Oh, Madhava.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Maharaj. So, my question is, that Radharani's father was King Vrishabhanu, means
Vrishabhanu.
King Vrishabhanu. So is it considered Leela when Radharani, it was a description today that she tries to go on the other side of Yamuna to carry milk to sell. So it means normally if someone is king, that rich, so daughter will do milk selling. Maybe it's Leela.
Well, Krishna was also the son of the king of Nanda Maharaj, who was the king. Why is Krishna milking the cows? Why is Krishna walking around? Why is Krishna walking around without shoes on? That's even worse. Couldn't Mother Yashoda buy him any shoes? Actually, there's a story that they wanted Krishna to wear shoes, and Krishna said, the cows don't wear shoes, so why should I wear shoes? So, yes, she's the queen, but the queen of Vrindavan, Radharani's the queen of Vrindavan, and her father's the king, Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu Nandini is her name. But why not? I mean, young kids, they like to milk the cows and sell milk products and everything like that. I mean, it was play. These were Vaishyas. These were not Kshatriya kings. It's a little bit different. If you're a Vaishya king, you train up your daughter or son to do Vaishya activities. Don't think that, you know, if you're a Kshatriya king, obviously your kids are not going to go out and sell milk products. But if you're a Vaishya, that's what your kids are going to do. I mean, that's part of life. Just like if you're a Kshatriya, your kids, you may be the king, but your kid is going to leave the battlefield also. He's going to do menial service as a Kshatriya. He's going to fight. He's going to attend the Gurukula. So many things. So if you're a Vaishya, that's it. And if you're a Shudra king, then your son is going to learn your trade or your art. So when we talk about king, it means like Vaishya king. Or head, you know. King means like the head of the cowherds, like that. So it's not really king in the same sense that we understand, like King Edward or King Henry VIII or any of these kings like that. It's a Vaishya king.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Any other quick questions? No? Okay. So we are going to end now. And we'll see everybody tomorrow evening. Tomorrow we'll probably make some announcements about what the program is going to be for the Vyasa Puja. The Vyasa Puja is going to be on, for some people, well, for everyone, it will be on the 16th of October. So, anyway, it'll be arranged for certain people on the 16th of October in Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, some people in Europe, on the 16th of October, and some people in good old America, the land of Donald Trump in America. So anyway, So, on that happy note, we'll speak to everybody tomorrow evening. All glories to Swami Guru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.